In auto insurance, the studies show that people that have been involved in accidents are more likely to have more accidents. That's the purpose of the auto insurance thing. Studies that were done in Florida and several other states indicate that, for example, in medical malpractice, doctors that have been involved in a small percentage of doctors have a high percentage of the successful suits brought. So presumably the same sort of phenomenon holds true in medical malpractice. I don't know about every line of insurance, but I believe there is a tendency for someone who is incompetent, say, to do whatever it is they're supposed to be doing, to continue to be incompetent after the first claim. And I think, so I think part of it is a that you get a more accurate projection for future insurance cost purposes. Part of it, you may decide you want a punitive level after a certain number of incidents. You may want actually a punitive level, but I'm not proposing that. I'm proposing you base it on experience using the data actuarially. But if you decided to do punitive, you could do that as well.
Are there any further questions? If not, Mr. Hunter, you referred to several studies, such as the RAND study. Could you make those available copies?
It's a 27-volume study. I think if RAND could make it available.
Okay. If you could provide us a bibliography of those studies, so we might have a chance to peruse them.
Sure.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Hunter.
Okay.
Next, I'd like to call our last witness, Mr. Ed Eisenstein.
Thank you very much. I'm Ed Eisenson, and I'm the executive director of the Citizens Coalition for Tort Reform. And normally, I am not a spokesman for the group, but since all of our people had to go back to Anchorage yesterday, I thought that it was appropriate, at least, to make a few remarks here. And the first thing I'd like to say, while I would like to comment at great length about Mr. Hunter's testimony, I would like to tell you that he did give you some good news that may have passed you by, because Art Snowden will not appear before the Finance Committee and ask for more money for the court system because there has not been an explosion of cases. And I think that that's good news, and it's I'm glad Mr. Hunter brought that to our attention. The Citizens Coalition for Tort Reform feels that the real problem here is the fact that it's just costing more money to settle claims, to pay verdicts. The question is, how much is the society willing to pay to compensate people who have had injuries, which may be, to compensate people who have had injuries, should we do this without limit? That's what we're doing now. We're saying that it is our public policy that someone who comes in, has an injury, and can find somebody who can pay, like the city, the state, whatever, then he should be able to get as much money as he can convince 12 people they should give him. It is a tax over which you have no control. It affects every business in the state. It affects every consumer in the state. And that's really the question. How much can we afford to compensate people who are injured? And I think we have to approach it that way. Now, nobody in my group, I am sure, wants to take any rights away from anyone. But if we do not control this system, the costs are going to be so high that fewer and fewer people are going to be able to have insurance. And when there is an accident, when there is a negligent act, there will not be money to compensate them at all. And it seems to me that that is a much worse situation than not being able to compensate without limit. And that is really all I have to say. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Russell? If not, thank you very much. That is the extent of the witnesses that we have today. All of us have heard several previous days. Are there any comments from members of the committee? Hearing none, the joint committee meeting is adjourned.